The Jason Rantz Show.
Always glad to see Seattle radio host Jason Rantz.
It's always a pleasure to watch you and a pleasure now to host you.
Jason, I just love your coverage of what's been going on in Seattle.
Jason, this is as bad as it gets in America.
Jason Rantz, great to see you. Thank you.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
There are so many issues to talk about with my next guest, who will actually be in Spokane speaking on October 15th as part of the Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. You know Dr. Ben Carson, of course, as former HUD secretary, former presidential candidate, and a friend of the show. Welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show.
So good to be with you again. Thanks.
So let's talk first about the, mostly because it's such a big issue, the Texas abortion law that is now in effect. A lot of folks are frankly lying about what this particular bill actually does and why the Supreme Court voted not to get involved. Just sort of, what are your top line thoughts on the reaction to the bill?
Well, you know, I'm kind of surprised that so many people are jumping up and down because people are trying to save little babies' lives.
Yeah.
I mean, who are we as a society when, you know, we're ready to march and to protest because we can't kill babies? I mean, think about that. It's so crazy. And, you know, we like to talk about some of the ancient civilizations and how barbaric they were, and they sacrificed babies and children. Mm-hmm. Are we any better? And what we have to really begin to concentrate on is, you know, when Roe v. Wade was pronounced almost about a half a century ago,
mm-hmm.
We didn't know as much as we know now about the development of the baby. So we know now that that heart is starting to beat, in many cases, at 3 to 4 weeks, but certainly by 6 weeks. And, you know, by 8 weeks, you can see the little eyes and the nose and the lips, the facial features and little fingers and toes. You know, to sit there and say that that is just a meaningless bunch of cells requires a pretty callous attitude.
Yeah, or the clump of cells, which is how some activists speak about this, which does a disservice not just to the actual issue, but the debate. You know, one could have a subjective view on this, right? You and I are pro-life. I understand why some folks favor abortion. I get it. I disagree strongly, but I certainly understand their position. But you're not allowed to have a debate, really, on this issue. We're shut down immediately. Jen Psaki yesterday tells a guy, because he's a male, he's never had to deal with an abortion, he should maybe sit this one out. It's just...
Did she say that to the president also?
Yeah, right. She should say maybe to the president, except, as you know, Dr. Carson, if you take the position that they like, they'll let you speak. So it just seems to do a disservice to a very important issue that is worthy of discussion.
Well, it's incredibly worthy of this discussion. And, you know, we have options for people. You know, if you don't want to keep that baby, there are a lot of people who are willing to adopt that baby. There are all kinds of services that are available. So, you know, think about all the people, and there have been a number of people who've gone on to accomplish great things who it was intended that they be aborted. And something happened, and they were born. These are people. That's what we have to be thinking of. And look at all the people who've spent all this effort on snail darters and little creatures that are less sophisticated than that baby in the womb.
It doesn't make any sense. Neither does the talking point coming from folks on the left right now who are chanting, "My body, my choice," while simultaneously backing the idea of vaccine mandates. Do you support a vaccine mandate like we have here in Washington State for a good portion of the working public?
I think it's a very dangerous precedent, because once you start mandating one thing, you open that mandate door, and our freedoms gradually start disappearing. In this case, they're disappearing pretty rapidly, quite frankly. And, you know, America has always been the beacon of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
People came here from all over the world because they wanted to be able to live the life that they wanted to live without the government's heavy foot on their neck. Now we have the government insinuating itself into every aspect of our lives. This is exactly what we were not supposed to be. It's the exact reason that the Founding Fathers put so much effort into the Constitution to make sure that we didn't naturally migrate where most societies migrate to, and that is a heavy-handed government controlling everybody's life.
Dr. Ben Carson joining me on the line. He'll be in Spokane for the Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. It's on October 15th. You can get tickets, by the way, at washingtonpolicy.org. What is your reaction, just or your response, I guess, as a doctor to pushback that I do think is a reasonable bit of pushback to the vaccine mandate, saying, hey, there are lots of employers or schools that say you have to get vaccinated for other things, and no one pushes back against that. Why would that be different for this particular vaccine?
Well, you know, I'd feel a lot better about it if the CDC and the government officials used real science and not just sort of pick and choose the things they want. For instance, you know, a large number of our population has natural immunity. They won't even acknowledge that. And those people are less likely than people who've been vaccinated to have a recurrence of the disease. And they're the safest people in our society, but we won't even acknowledge them. And if the vaccine works, and we know it does, because when you look at the deaths and the hospitalizations, you know, the vast, vast majority, well over 90% of them, are in people who have not been vaccinated and who have not had COVID before. So, you know, that's the kind of data that needs to be put out there so that people understand, particularly if you're elderly or you're compromised in terms of your immune system, you always do a benefit-to-risk analysis. And that would tell you that even though we don't know everything about the long-term impact of the virus, we do know that you have, you know, substantial risk of getting it if you're elderly or you have comorbidities. So if we presented things and stopped trying to hide things and coerce people to do things and manipulate them by parceling out information, I don't think you would have anywhere near the problem that you're having now. I can fully understand why people don't want to get the vaccine, because it seems like there's some nefarious plot going on when they say you have to get it even if you've had COVID before and we know that you're protected. That sounds pretty strange to a lot of people with common sense.
100%. I'm curious, from your perspective, do you think the reason why they're doing that is just incompetence in the messaging, or do you think that perhaps there is a moral justification that they're trying to take to lie about what the data says or mislead to get more people to get vaccinated?
I think they're just totally confused. And, you know, when you mix science with politics, this is what you get. And they have no idea what they're doing. If they were just going strictly by science, it would be fairly easy. But once you mix that politics into it, you know, the scientists don't know what to say. The Faucis and the Collins of the world, they don't know, you know, can we tell the truth? Can we just go with strict science, or do we have to make sure that this is consistent with what the administration is saying? And, you know, it just makes it too complex.
So last question for you. When you look at what the data says, King County, where Seattle is located, is now saying outdoor events with more than 500 people, regardless, I guess, of the size, you have to wear a mask. So if you're going to a Seahawks game or a Mariners game or some festival, you have to wear a mask. Does the data actually back that up as it relates to Delta?
No. Not if you have immunity, either natural immunity or immunity from the vaccine. And it's just crazy because we told people that if you get vaccinated, you're not going to have to wear a mask and you can go back to normal. And now we're saying something else because we've got a different variant. And I'll tell you something else. When this variant is gone, there'll be another variant.
Yep.
And when that one's gone, there'll be another variant. So, you know, we have got to get, a handle on this. We've got to stop allowing it to manipulate us and using it to control the behavior of people, which I think is the most dangerous thing. Because once the government gains control of people's behavior, this is no longer America.
Dr. Ben Carson is going to be speaking on October 15th in Spokane at the Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. You can get tickets at washingtonpolicy.org. Dr. Ben Carson, thank you so much, as always, for stopping by. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
My pleasure. Take care now.
You're listening to The Jason Rant Show. Now this.